So this is what I could display here. I put fertility rate here, number of children per woman, 1, 2, 3, 4, up to about 8 children per woman. We have very good data since 1960 about, on the size of families in all countries. The error margin is narrow. Here I put life expectancy at birth, from 30 years in some countries up to about 70 years. And 1962, there was really a group of countries here that was industrialized countries, and they had small families and long lives. And these were the developing countries. They had large families and they had relatively short lives. Now, what has happened since 1962? We want to see the change. Are the students right? It's still two types of countries? Or have these developing countries got smaller families and they live here? Or have they got longer lives and live up there? Let's see. We start the world. And this is all UN statistic that has been available. Here we go. Can you see there? It's China. They're moving against better health. They're improving there. All the green in Latin American countries, they are moving towards smaller families. The yellow ones here are the Arabic countries, and they get larger families, but they no longer lives, but not larger families. The Africans are the green down here, they still remain here. This is India. Indonesia is moving on pretty fast. And in the 80s here, you have Bangladesh still among the African countries there, but now Bangladesh, it's a miracle that happens in the 80s. The imams start to promote family planning, and they move up into that corner. And in 90s, we have the terrible HIV epidemic that takes down the life expectancy of the African countries, and all the rest of the world moves up into the corner where we have long lives and small family, and we have a completely new world.